Okay, so what you're about to listen to now is the end result of the pre-roll you might have been hearing on the podcast over the last month or two, where I've been requesting for you guys to leave reviews for the podcast. Wherever you listen to it, please leave a review, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever, and then send me a DM with a screenshot, you know, showing proof that you did so. And then I'm weekly just randomly grabbing different DMs and then setting up a 10-minute call where you can ask me whatever you want and I will go off for you and deliver as much value within my human capacity within that 10 minutes. The call you're about to listen to now is one of those. Guys, I'm still offering this. Please go ahead, leave a review for the podcast, shoot me a DM showing me the review you left, and I might, just fucking might, be sending you a link to sign up for a 10-minute call like this. Thanks so much. I hope you enjoy it.
Jackie, what is up?
Hi, what's going on?
Not much, not much. Thank you so much for leaving the review and popping on here for this. So, all right, we got 10 minutes. What is up? How can I help?
Well, first of all, thank you, because I've been following you for a while, so I'm very excited about this. I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of stuff that you put out about like staff members and trying to get them to be more owning their shit, I guess I should say, with like, you know, being a coach and being a trainer here and like just getting them to want to create content or just get things out there to be more like entrepreneurial, I guess you could say too, right? Like for them to want to be a part of it. Like I feel like a lot of it is my fault because in the beginning I kind of just fed them everything. Mm-hmm. But now I'm trying to transition to like getting them to want to do these things so that things grow and that they can grow, they can make more money. I think that they just expect them to get more money and they don't have
sure.
to do anything for it.
And the old way was there was a marketing department. The marketing department fed the sales department. The sales department fed the trainers. And everyone was, you know, it was all segregated. In today's world, though, that's completely out the door. Someone, a trainer who can make relatable content, is not only their own marketing department, but they're also their own sales department. They really don't even have to sell. Someone is like, man, I've been just very much like this. I've been following your thing for a while. I believe in what you have to say. I trust what you have to say. I'd like opportunity to talk with you, work with you, whatever it is. And that's just by someone documenting what it is they're doing. So I just got back from DC. I spoke to about 40 plus metabolic trainers and GMs and all, and this topic is one of the big ones. Why I believe the coaches and trainers need to be involved in creating social media. Ultimately, you know, are any of your trainers full-time or are they part-time with another full-time job?
I have one that's full-time. I have one that should be full-time, but he's a disaster right now. And then the other ones are just, you know, part-time.
Okay. So the one who's full-time, is this an idea that you're able to get wrapped around their head? They're able to buy into like, yeah, I, you know, help making content, things like that.
Yeah. And she does very well. Like she's right. The only one that does what she should be doing. Like she's on it.
Got it.
It's the other one that I'm just like, you guys, like, sure. You know, you can't just show up and get paid and like, that's it. Like you have to do stuff.
Correct. And here's the thing is, for those part-timers, the reason they're not doing more is they don't need it. The money they're making at your gym doesn't do anything for them for the most part, right? Their full-time job makes their money, correct? Mm-hmm. This is play money, vacation.
Well, yeah. Well, so the one that I say should be full-time, like he had to take a job like washing windows because, you know, it clearly this wasn't doing it. But now I'm trying to like make it like we implemented PT into our, you know, offerings so that he could get more clients and make more money. I'm trying to offer careers to these people, but there's still nothing being done on his end to like help us with that.
Sure.
Like he just feels like he should sit back and get PT clients.
Is this individual naturally extroverted? Are they making content on social media about their life, their cat, their dinner with their wife, all that? Like, are they creators intrinsically?
No.
Okay.
He can be. I've seen him do it. I've seen him post his workout.
Okay. There's a connection piece too with content. Not everyone's going to be great on an Instagram reel or a TikTok. It's not what they like. Mm-hmm. It's not what they want to spend their time doing. I surveyed a room of, again, over these 40 trainers, and how many of you guys don't want to make videos? And I'd say probably 20% of the room raised their hand. I said, out of the 20% that raised their hand, how many of you enjoy writing or believe you have a gift of writing? About half the hands stayed up. So there's a population there that those trainers, I would be looking to help maybe write copy for the videos that the trainers that do like making videos are creating. I would be asking to help me write copy for the emails that go back and forth with lead nurturing, prospect nurturing, and then the customer journey, the first 90 days, the next 90 days, so on and so forth. Blog post, right? I would have them on, you know, do you have a ChatGPT account yet on OpenAI? Do you know what ChatGPT is?
Okay. No.
It is, so essentially, you go to openai.com, you create an account, it's free. You go to ChatGPT, it's free. And you put in there, write me a blog as to why HIIT style training is better than segregating strength and cardio. Hit enter. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I want it to be 800 words. Hit enter. Boom. It scours the internet. It's the scariest thing out there. It's literally a robot creates it for you. And it's not an A+, but it's a fucking B+. I mean, it's something that you then could give to that with that person who likes to write, and they can just kind of clean it up and add a little brand tone and things like that. So you need to find the medium of content people, because not everyone's going to do a fucking reel and a TikTok and all that other stuff. And if the kid likes to document his workouts, that's one thing. And that might be a source of confidence for him. He may or may not have a source of confidence talking about type 1 versus type 2 muscle fibers. He may not, feel comfortable in deeper piece of education. There's also people that just like, dude, everywhere I turn on Instagram is a fucking douchey fitness Insta influencer. I don't want to fall into that category. I don't even want to look like I'm trying to be in that category. Good. Then we shouldn't make them be. But does the gym have a podcast? Right? Is it writing a weekly blog? There's plenty of other marketing opportunities for you to go about here. It's not just Instagram and TikTok. And I would argue you have probably a bigger opportunity in other, I'm the biggest fan. The number one thing I think every studio should have is their own podcast. 100%. That is by far, if you want 90% of your customers to listen to something and engage them, it'll be a podcast. And then you start bringing them on and interviewing the members. And then the members, friends, family, and coworkers listen, because nobody's ever been on a podcast. Less than 1% of the human population has ever been invited to be on a podcast.
Right.
So oh my God, I got invited on a podcast. It doesn't matter that you have 38 downloads a week from your members. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. No one cares. No one asks that question.
Yeah.
So, and then their friends and family listen to it. And then you interview local business owners.
Yeah.
Right. And you create a relationship with them. And then you just have a session where it's just you and the other coaches just talking shit and having fun, just riffing back and forth on topics, shit that pisses us off in the fitness industry, what I did over the weekend. And people listen to it. And then you slowly just start adding in like, oh, by the way, we're offering a 10 pack of 30-minute personal training sessions to any of our current members who want help developing certain skills or want some mobility work or want this or that or blah, 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 blah. So that's my thought there, is find the medium that they're most interested in on that. The other thing is too, what are you doing content-wise personally?
For me, I mean, it's all Instagram. Good.
So you need to be the beacon that leads it. So there's two things we can't expect without training. Because I mean, just telling them, hey guys, make TikToks, make reels. That's a horrible idea.
Yeah.
There needs to be a complete layout. Here are the four vehicles: blogs, copywriting, vertical video, and what's the other one? Podcast. Mm-hmm. So here's what they are, guys. Here's what's acceptable, what's not. Here's what we're looking for. Here's some ideas. There's got to be training there for us to just be like, oh, you're a millennial, you grew up with this fucking thing, and just go. That's not the way we want to do this.
Yeah.
So, and then you have to compensate for them. You have to train them and you have to compensate them for it. It is not part of their job. They did not, unfortunately, when you hired them, this was not part of it. This is something you are now adding.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm going to train you. I'm going to, take you under my, whatever, and show you how to do this. There's plenty of online courses that you can purchase for all of them. It's not expensive, and to teach people how to make better reels and things like that. And then you got to compensate them for it. I generally recommend, an extra 20 to 30% on top of what they make hourly.
Okay.
Then you got to create a standard. Is it one post per class coached? Mm-hmm. Is it X amount per week? Mm-hmm. It's blog post. Is it one per week? If it's a podcast, is it one per month? Like, again, you got to come up with a standard.
Right.
So it's got to be more than just, guys, you got to feed yourselves.
Yeah.
That, you know, again, like, this is a new thing. This creating content, having the trainers creating content, is brand new. Like, no, but 0.01% of gyms is doing this. I do believe going forward, it's going to be a common thing. It's just because content creation is just brought down to everybody can do it to some degree. So the marketing companies, in my opinion, are going to be in slightly more trouble when your entire team, like at Metabolic, we were doing this. How many people raise your hand if you have 1,000 followers? 45 people raise their hand. Like, and they're all just in the district of Columbia, the DC market. I'm like, cool. We have a 45,000 follower audience right now. If we harness it. So yeah, I see what you're saying. I know you want them to feed themselves. The other way, if they want to feed themselves, is you know, are they extroverted? Are these people that if you went and you were, you know, did a B2B event, you did a pop-up workout at a brewery, you did something like that, are they able to talk to strangers and learn about, hey, who are you? What do you do for fitness? Or what have you done in the past? What are you doing now? What are you looking to do in the future? And then seeing if your product aligns with them. Like, awesome. Well, I mean, if you ever want to come in for a whatever your front end offer is, give me your name, email, and phone number. Do they have that ability?
Yeah, they definitely do. Like, they're people, like, everyone loves them. Yeah, they've got it all. It's just,
how many offsite events are you doing per month?
Oh, we do at least one. We're always doing something in the community. So
how many leads does that bring you at each one of these events?
I mean, I don't know numbers offhand, but I would say at least one to two, because then someone's bringing their friend who, you know, we had Friendsgiving, right? We had a Friendsgiving party, and then the girls brought her roommate, and then now she just signed up for a year membership. Okay. So
that was like a member, that was an internal play to the current members, right? Yeah. I'm talking about like going outside to a random business, a random park somewhere where you're only trying to find new people.
Yeah, we don't really do too much of that. It's more just like we're getting out into the community. But yeah, we should probably do that.
When you say get out into the community, what does that mean? Besides the Friendsgiving example.
We're doing like a beach workout, and then, you know, everyone knows, oh, like Level Up's doing a beach workout on this Saturday. Anyone can come. Doing like, you know, stuff at the breweries, like where we get together. Stuff like
is it
that.
Like get together and have a cocktail and hang out and have fun together? Or is it like contact the brewery, ask the brewery, hey brewery, what's your slowest day of the week? What's the day that you need more business? And they're like, Tuesday. Tuesdays suck for us. And
I tried. I did. I tried to reach out to them, and they like just weren't really wanting to work with us. So we just show up now.
So here's the deal. Like when you just nobody reached back out to you, or they flat out said no.
They just said, oh, well, you can rent this space out here for $6,000. And I was like, wait, what? Like, that's not what, like, we just wanted to come like all together. Like,
no, you don't want to come all together. See, I don't think you understand. You don't want to come all together. This is not for your fucking members. I want you to forget your members exist for a second. I want you to go to the brewery, ask them, what is your slowest day of the week? When would you like more business? They tell you this day. You're like, awesome. I think I can help that out. I will put on a free workout. Won't cost you a thing here. At 6 p.m. on your slowest day, how much do you charge for beer? They're like $7.50. Great. We're going to charge $7.50. They pay you directly. I don't even want a single dollar of the money. So it's, we're going to advertise it, a workout and a beer for $7.50. And people come in, and what do you get out of it?
More exposure.
Well, but more formally, what's the tangible thing we get out of this? What are they going to have to sign?
Oh, they have to get their info.
The waiver. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you get the leads out of it. You do that every third Tuesday. You get 20 to 30 leads every third Tuesday. And you run that until it doesn't do so well anymore. And then you just push it out. Instead of every third Tuesday, every, you know, seventh Tuesday, less frequent. And then you go to the next brewery. Like, hey, I was doing this thing over here. I don't know if you saw it. It did really good. It helped fill their tap room on a dead day. Would you like to do one? The key here is to get on a recurring schedule with multiple local businesses like that. Because it's not again, your members are going to be at your gym.
Yeah.
Because that's what they pay to do. I'm not trying to get your members to come to you offsite. I want you or one of your coaches to go offsite. You want people to come to you. Fuck that. Get off your ass and you go to them.
Yep.
That's it. You can't sit in your, you know, can't play King of the Castle and wait for everyone to come to your fucking drawbridge and knock it down. Like, I want to join your gym. Fuck off. Get out there. Go find them.
Yeah,
it's 6 o'clock, guys. Why? Where's potential customers? What are they doing right now? Well, they're sitting at home on their ass, or maybe they went to the brewery, or maybe they're at the park is really popular, or they're hiking. And then you have to get out into those places. There's a really popular park I just got done working with the gym on. And they're like, man, everyone goes to this park. They throw frisbees and hang out and have picnics. I'm like, cool. Get an A-frame sign. They're like, what's an A-frame sign? I fucking Google it. God damn it. I swear to God, I Google the A-frame sign. You know what it is. You've seen them 1,000 times. Yeah. Get one that says free pop-up workout. Bring your iPad. And you just start making it. Make an Eventbrite, right? Make a Facebook event. Post it up there. Have your members share it. And that's just, you know, it's happening concurrently. You have a class going on at your studio. Make your members happy because that's what they paid for. And you have something at the park. Six people show up the first time. 18 people show up the second time. And it slowly becomes a thing. And you get leads every single time.
Yeah, like it. I'm going to do that for sure.
The last thing I want to leave with when we're talking kind of like, you know, wanting trainers to kind of own their shit, right? I'm really big. I teach this at Micro Gym University. You have to have a conversation with what I call discovery meetings. This is kind of what most people call performance review. How often do you have performance reviews with your staff? So there's only two things that you're able to do for an employee: compensate them and fulfill them. That's it. Mm-hmm. Your part-time employees, do they get a free membership? Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there some of them, what's the least amount of classes per week some of them coach?
9.
9 per week is the least? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of classes per week.
I know.
That's awesome. Okay. So having that conversation with them, you know, they might be making more money than what I originally thought. Most part-time employees are not, you know, really generating. Have you ever had the conversation like, do you want a career in fitness, or is this something just this itch you like to scratch? You like really enjoy your job as an architect, and this is just something you enjoy doing. Go ahead.
Conversation, and they want to do it. They're just scared to make that leap.
Okay. Well, the next question you have to have, it's the first question of a discovery meeting is, you know, based on what you're currently doing here right now, what is it you would, if you, would you want to do this full time? Mm-hmm. And they say yes or no. They say yes, comma, but I'm afraid because I need X amount of money to live. Yeah. Your next question, how much money is that? What is the number? Mm-hmm. Like if you knew, like if one coach, their number was 36,000 and another coach was 89, in your heart of hearts, you know, well, the $36,000 a year coach, I actually could possibly do that. Mm-hmm. Like that's feasible. Maybe not the other guy, but knowing what's their walkaway number. Right. I tell everyone the story of like, of Isaac, my GM, right? Isaac was making a lot of money at Bank of America, and, but her fulfillment was low. Compensation was high.
Yeah.
Her fulfillment was so low working for the bank and event planning and all that. She came to work for me for $600 a month.
Yeah.
A month. Like what the fuck? But I came up with a plan. Every 3 months, we're going to add X amount of money to your base salary. Every three months, we're going to build you up. So you might have someone who's like, I just, honestly, I'm so fed up with it. I've saved some money and my husband makes some money and all that. I would just walk away. It's the shittiest fucking week there. I've been looking to bounce. You got to have that conversation frequently with these people. And it just, I mean, again, part-timers can be great for a business, an integral role, but ultimately, like at some point, they slow down things. If they're not helping you drive, like again, think of you're driving cross country and you've got a buddy who's going to help keep you awake in the front seat, right? That's your full-time employee. That's your road dog. They've got the GPS, their kids are talking to you and keeping you awake. They switch off with you so you can get a quick snooze in and they're helping drive that motherfucker. The part-timers in the back, like, I got to go to the bathroom. Are we there yet? Like, you know, like, well, do you want to get up here and drive? No, I'm good. I don't really want. I just like being back here on my fucking phone.
Yeah.
That's what the part-time, like, I just like playing in fitness. I don't want to be in it full-time. You're a small business owner. You're trying to grow a business. These businesses are going to grow by people who are inherently 100% full focus.
Yeah.
Not full-time. Full focus, meaning this is their sole means of employment, their sole means of income, and they need this to succeed as bad as you do. Yeah. And the goal is over time to take your entire team and get more and more people to the full focus side. Doesn't mean full time, especially in the fitness industry. There's no such thing as 40 hours a week in the fitness industry. It's a fucking 50 hour a week gig. It's a 5 a.m. to 9 p.m. gig.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes sense. And we're going to start doing those meetings with them quarterly so that we can just keep, you know, that conversation going. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you're old NMG. If you are, we'll take a look at the discovery meeting courses, like those, like breaking down exactly what to say and what conversation to have. A couple quick tips. Always do it offsite. Do not do it at your gym.
Okay.
You have a psychological home field advantage. You will find out people are much more likely to talk openly to you when they're not on your home turf. Okay. Go to a coffee shop. Go somewhere public. Go somewhere neutral.
Yeah, that's super
nice. Don't bring your iPad. Do not bring your laptop. Bring pen and paper. Yeah. Write down what they're saying. And you don't leave there with any decisions made. You're just there to learn. You're there to discover information about them.
Okay. Yes, that sounds good. Sounds like a good plan.
Awesome. Jackie, thank you so much. If I could ever be of service of you, please do not hesitate to reach out. And thank you so much for listening to the show and all that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, thank you for all you do because it's very helpful.
Awesome. Have a great rest of your day, Jackie.
You too. Bye.
Take care.